We tried to get Paul Hellyer on for just a little bit tonight with you, but he could not. He's getting up there in age, and I guess he's not feeling too well tonight, as a matter of fact. But what do you think of his story? Former Canadian defense minister basically saying, you know, that we're in a battle with extraterrestrials.
I think I've been a frequent and well-known critic of Paul Hellyer's sort of disclosure story. I think there's a number of problems with it, not the least of which is Mr. Hellyer himself, who, as most Canadians who remember Mr. Hellyer, which is an ever-dwindling number, unfortunately, his primary political time was in the mid to late 1960s and into the early to mid-1970s, so even before my generation, had a bit of a mercurial career, a fellow who bounced around the political spectrum in Canada from center to right to left and all points in between. And most notoriously, I think most Canadians probably best remember him as the guy who unified the Canadian Armed Forces. I come from Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is Canada's major East Coast naval base, has been for hundreds of years. And he's not fondly remembered there. He's the guy who put all the sailors in green uniforms.
I remember that.
And all the airmen in green uniforms, yeah. Too. So he's an interesting fellow. He was certainly, in his prime, he was one of Canada's bright, rising young political stars in the 50s and 60s. And then his career basically took a nosedive right down through the floor in the late 1960s when he resigned from Pierre Trudeau's cabinet and switched over to the Conservative Party. Now, in terms of his UFO thing, though, the problem for me, and I think with a lot of UFO researchers, is that Mr. Hellyer bases his claim that UFOs are alien vehicles come here to Earth not on anything he knew or heard or saw when he was Minister of Defense up in Canada. If that had been the case, that would be something indeed and something worth looking at. However, he bases it instead on Philip Corso's discredited book, The Day After Roswell, which I think you'd have a hard time finding any serious UFO researcher who takes that book seriously. So the problem with the Minister of Defense, former Minister of Defense Hellyer, is his own somewhat checkered career causes credibility problems up in Canada, at least, which I don't think most Americans are aware of. I think they just hear former Minister of National Defense and they go, oh, well, that's impressive. I think if you ask most Americans right now, well, if Donald Rumsfeld was to come out in 5 years as the former Secretary of Defense, would he be a particularly credible person to listen to? They might have a different answer. So in that sense, I think Americans aren't particularly aware of Mr. Hellyer's somewhat credibility problems in Canada. But most importantly, in the UFO field, I think it's because he bases his claims not on what he knew personally, but on what he read in Phil Corso's book.
And you are correct, too. As a matter of fact, I was I've got to get you and Bill Burns together. Bill Burns is a co-author with me on a book that's coming out in September. And as you know, Bill co-wrote the book The Day After Roswell with Corso.
That's right.
I'd love to put you two in a room to talk about this, but you're correct. Bill was telling me about Hellyer just this weekend, and he said, George, he based everything on the book, not on his own personal observations as defense minister.
Absolutely, and I was talking to a number of people who were at the Toronto Exopolitics Symposium back in September when Mr. Hellyer first came forward and made his claims. And a number of them said to me they were sitting in the audience interested to hear what Hellyer had to say, and as soon as the words Day After Roswell and Philip Corso came out of his mouth, they started slinking down into their chairs because they knew that if what they were expecting that he, what they were hoping, I suppose, that he would say, yes, I saw documents when I was Minister of Defense,
yes,
didn't come out. In fact, Mr. Hellyer went to great pains to say he didn't really see anything when he was the Minister of Defense. In fact, yes, there was some investigation of some UFO claims, but he didn't find it terribly interesting, which you can believe or not believe, but if there was a serious investigation going on into UFOs, I would find that interesting. I think most people would. And he says, look, I didn't really see anything. And his only defense for that is to say, well, of course, our American cousins to the south wouldn't brief the Canadian Minister of National Defense on anything that important. And needless to say, I find that stretches credibility, not the least of reasons, because the Royal Canadian Air Force for many years in the 1950s and 1960s was the agency in Canada that was investigating UFO reports and directing UFO reporting using the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and other agencies to help them gather information. So that was within Paul Hellyer's ambit of responsibility. He was directly in charge of the Air Force in Canada when he was Minister of Defense. I find it very hard to believe that he didn't see some interesting things cross his desk. So, you know, I don't. That's what I make of Mr. Hellyer. To me, it's a non-story. The only thing about Mr. Hellyer that's a story is that people within ufology have made it a story, which I guess is the story. But what he's saying isn't much of a story.
Had we gotten him on tonight, it would have been the fact that, and I would have asked him. I would have said, Mr. Hellyer, you picked up a book called The Day After Roswell. You read it, and now you're a believer in this extraterrestrial battle. But why didn't you see anything as the defense minister?
That would be a question that I would ask him. And what I would say to people who bring Mr. Hellyer around is Paul Hellyer's testimony is worth no more nor no less than anybody else who might have read Philip Corso's book and comes out and says, look, I believe that Corso
or any other book, or any other book. I mean, a U.S. astronaut could have picked up the book and said, oh, this is, I think I believe this. But that doesn't mean that they have firsthand knowledge of what's going on here.
Absolutely. And I think this is one of the fundamental mistakes that ufology makes, or at least certain segments within ufology, and what seems to be a growing segment, unfortunately, within ufology makes. They latch on to somebody like Mr. Hellyer because it supports the preconceived belief system, that is, that UFOs exist and that UFOs are alien spacecraft. The problem is there are so many good cases out there. I mean, so many good cases. That don't get the attention they deserve, that are largely unknown, and instead of focusing in on those, and those are the kind of cases that could draw serious attention, I think, from the scientific community, the journalistic community, even the political community, if properly presented to them in a serious, rational, responsible way, ufology, or at least a large segment of it today, tends to focus on stories like Philip Corso's and Paul Hellyer's appearance on the scene, and even, you know, Project Serpo got a fair amount of play last year and continues to get some play into the new year here in 2006.
Sure.
I think that's a fundamental mistake. I think it's a mistake that ufology made probably about 25 years ago when Roswell started, and I don't think they've ever, it's a left turn or a right turn, depending on which way you want to go, off the straight and narrow that they should have stayed on. I don't, you know, it's not a conscious decision by a large group of people. It just happened to be the way things went.